Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Generation of Swine, Gonzo Papers, Volume 2, Tales of Shame and Degradation in the 80s, by Hunter S. Thompson. Narrated by Scott Sowers and directed by Inakenti Aksentiev. The author opens with a section of the poem In Memory of W.B. Yeats by W.H. Auden. Earth, receive an honored guest. William Yeats is laid to rest. Let the Irish vessel lie emptied of its poetry. Time that is intolerant of the brave and the innocent, and indifferent in a week to a beautiful physique, worships language and forgives everyone by whom it lives, pardons cowardice, conceit, lays its honors at their feet. Time that with this strange excuse pardoned Kipling and his views, and will pardon Paul Claudel, pardons him for writing well. And now, Generation of Swine.
Author's note. And I will give him the morning star. That is from Revelation. Once again, I have stolen more quotes and thoughts and purely elegant little starbursts of writing from the Book of Revelation than anything else in the English language. And it is not because I am a biblical scholar or because of any religious faith, but because I love the wild power of the language and the purity of the madness that governs it and makes it music. And there's also the fact that I spend a lot of time on the road, renting typewriters and hustling fax machines in strange hotels and always too far from my own massive library at home to get my hands on the wisdom that I suddenly realize, on some sweaty night in Miami or a cold Thanksgiving day in Minneapolis, I need and want. But that with a deadline just 4 or 5 hours away is utterly beyond my reach. You cannot call the desk at the Mark Hopkins or the Las Vegas Hilton or the Arizona Biltmore and have the bell captain bring up the collected works of Sam Coleridge or Stephen Crane at 3 o'clock in the morning. In some towns, Maria has managed to conjure up a volume of H.L. Mencken or Mark Twain, and every once in a while, David McCumber would pull a rabbit like Nathaniel West's Cool Million out of his hat or his own strange collection in his office at the Examiner. But not often. Fast and total recall of things like page 101 from Snowblind, or Marlowe's final judgment on Lord Jim, or what Richard Nixon said to Henry Kissinger when they were both on their knees in front of Abe Lincoln's portrait in the White House on some crazed Thursday night in July of 1974, are just about impossible to locate after midnight on the road, or even at noon. It simply takes too much time, and if they've been sending bottles of Chivas up to your room for the past 3 days, they get nervous when you start demanding things they've never heard of. That is when I start bouncing around the room and ripping drawers out of the nightstands and bedboxes and those flimsy little desks with bent green blotters that they provide for traveling salesmen, looking for a Gideon Bible, which I know will be there somewhere. And with any luck at all, it will be a King James version, and the Book of Revelation will be intact at the end. If there is a God, I want to thank him for the Gideons, whoever they are. I have dealt with some of his other messengers and found them utterly useless. But not the Gideons. They have saved me many times when nobody else could do anything but mutter about calling security on me unless I turned out my lights and went to sleep like all the others. I have spent half my life trying to get away from journalism, but I am still mired in it. A low trade and a habit worse than heroin, a strange, seedy world full of misfits and drunkards and failures. A group photo of the top 10 journalists in America on any given day would be a monument to human ugliness. It is not a trade that attracts a lot of slick people. None of the Calvin Klein crowd or international jet set types. The sun will set in a blazing red sky to the east of Casablanca before a journalist appears on the cover of People magazine. It is always bad business to try to explain yourself on paper, at least not all at once. But when you work as a journalist and sign your name in black ink on white paper above everything you write, that is the business you're in, good or bad. Buy the ticket, take the ride,